For the House Speaker, a difficult issue.
I said what I'm going to say on the subject.
That was yesterday when Nancy Pelosi was asked about the public airing of what had been mostly private frustrations in her caucus. Those began months ago as a group of new members, including New York's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, pushed openly for the party to move more to the left. At one point, she protested in Pelosi's office for her sweeping, progressive Green New Deal.
Should Leader Pelosi become the next Speaker of the House?
Pelosi reached out, offering Ocasio-Cortez a spot on a new climate change committee, but she turned it down, pointing out that the temporary committee had fewer powers than others. Soon, Ocasio-Cortez and three other freshman women of color emerged as a tight, vocal group of activist members, but they did not openly break with Pelosi until this month. As Congress heard more news of child deaths and poor treatment of migrants at the border, Democrats initially passed legislation to force better conditions. But that bill hit a wall in the Senate.
We already have our compromise.
So Pelosi compromised, agreeing to a more generic border funding bill that didn't require better treatment.
The motion is adopted.
The only Democrats voting no, those same four freshmen, sometimes called the squad. And Ocasio-Cortez's office went further. Her chief of staff raised race in a tweet that attacked moderate Democrats, writing, "They certainly seem hell-bent to do to black and brown people today what the old Southern Democrats did in the 40s. He deleted those words, but a few days later, Pelosi told the New York Times the group made themselves irrelevant, saying they're four people and that's how many votes they got. Then on Wednesday, Pelosi went behind closed doors with her caucus, making an extraordinary plea for unity. At one point, saying that members should come to her with complaints, not tweet about one another. But the squad of four felt they were being wrongly scolded. And Ocasio-Cortez told the Washington Post it was just outright disrespectful, the explicit singling out of newly elected women of color. That comment resonated with another prominent Democrat, Progressive Caucus leader Pramila Jayapal, who also said, "I don't think the speaker is used to having a group of members who has bigger Twitter followings than her." Which brings us back to Pelosi's response.
At the request of my members, an offensive tweet that came out of one of the members' offices that referenced our blue dogs and our new Dems essentially as segregationists. Our members took offense at that. I addressed that. We respect the value of every member of our caucus. The diversity of it all is a wonderful thing. Diversity is our strength. Unity is our power. And we have a big fight, and we're in the arena. And that's all I'm going to say on the subject.
This all goes deeper than large personalities at odds. Pelosi's Democrats have real policy divides between moderates, many of whom are in vulnerable districts, and progressives, who are not.
It's a fight not just about who Democrats are, but what they want to do.